Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hi, everybody. I've had an absolute blast recording your championship intros on audio and also on video. And for those of you that didn't know, the videos can be done special exactly the way you like them, because these are green screens and we can do them with a scene behind me. Do you want a fighting scene? Do you want a beach scene? Do you want a race car scene? Any scene you want, we can give it to you. It's your theme and my pleasure. Just write our offices and we will answer you with the exact fee involved and how it'll get done. So here we are, and now it's time, and it's your choice. Cheers!
From the shores of Malibu, where the waves are pumping, to the Great Wall of China, and back to the streets of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, where the UFC is coming. We are live. This is It's Time Radio, the show where we talk about what you think about but may be afraid to voice. Do not worry. We'll voice it for you. It's No Holds Barred Radio, folks. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, UFC, movies, TV, politics, you name it, we'll talk about it. And I'm here with my co-host and producer, TJ DeSantis. TJ, another 2 weeks gone by, not 1 week.
Hey, we tried
last week.
A I'll for effort, Buffer. A for effort.
A for effort. And none other than the wonderful, the exciting, the ever interesting Pearl Gonzalez. Pearl, how are you? Happy New Year. Good to have you on the show.
Hello, Bruce. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for having me on. Happy New Year, TJ.
My pleasure. My pleasure. You know, Pearl, we were going to have a show last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was
Can you guys hear me, by the way? My microphone was not working.
No,
well,
I hear you fine.
I'm switching things up. Hi, Pearl.
That's
Happy
okay.
New Year.
That's all right.
Happy New Year.
All right, sorry.
So what happened is I went and I announced the Fiesta Bowl. I opened up the Fiesta Bowl, the big college football game, and was down there, whatever. Came back, and about 5-6 days later, I opened up and started the new year with COVID. So.
Oh, no.
That's why we didn't have a show last week. And, you know, it's real funny, Pearl. TJ, you got to get a kick out of this too. I was at the Princess Hotel in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And this was after the Fiesta Bowl, which was New Year's Eve day. So now it's New Year's Eve. And I'm out there. I'm at the affair, the New Year's affair they're having in the outdoor bar area. Very, you know, safe outdoors, the way I like it. I've been doing the countdown from the second tier of the location. And before I go there, I'm with my friends and we're all sitting in the fire pit area, right? And people would come up to me and they say, hey, can I get a picture with this, that? And you know me, I'm always happy to take pictures, but I'm also, whether you agree with me or not, I'm very COVID safe, right? So when they came up, I fist bump them. And then I put my hand on their shoulders, two guys, and I said, okay, guys, I'm just very COVID safe. Turn around, take your picture, you know, like this, right? I don't need to be hugging and getting close. And, so they take the picture, and then all of a sudden I hear, there is no COVID. Don't be a bitch. Right? And I
and then
turn
you
around.
Wait, you end up with COVID then.
Well, yeah. Well, here's the crazy part about it. I turn around, and the guy looks like an ex-lineman for college, whatever, 25 years old, big dude. And he just turns around, and I turn around. And I go, are you talking to me? And he goes, yeah. He goes, don't be a COVID bitch. I go, hey, you know, and I – set myself strong because I know how these situations can escalate real quick, but I'm sorry. Nobody calls me a bitch. You don't insult my character and you don't call me a bitch. It's one of my pet peeves in life. So I turned around, I looked at him, and it's New Year's Eve for God's sake. And I go, hey, be nice, right? As stern as I can look, because you know, you want to diffuse the situation. And I just said it twice, be nice, right? Then his friends come, oh, I'm so sorry. He's acting that way. So sorry. I go, hey, You calm your friend down. You diffuse the situation, or I will. Okay, and that's not the way I want to start the new year. So take care of it right now.
He almost got you out of retirement, Buffer.
Well, whatever. I'm not trying to act like a tough guy because there's plenty of tough guys out there, but I don't take any crap. Don't put your hands on me. Don't call me a bitch. And geez, I'm sitting here taking pictures for your fan friends and I'm a bitch, right?
Yeah.
So there's no COVID. Is that right? Okay, great. I get home and I came down with COVID.
Oh, gosh.
Great way to start the new year. So anyway,
yeah, I hate to say it. I hate to say it, Buffer, but like karma's going to get that guy.
Whatever the case might be, but I'm glad that nothing happened. It's not the way I care to start off the new year, but trust me, he's a big dude, but I don't know about you, Pearl, but I kind of like them when they're bigger. I don't like them when those small wrestler types, man. Those are the ones that can tear you a new, you know what?
Yeah. You know, I agree with you though, with the bitch word. That is like one of my biggest pet peeves. I never use it. I don't like to even call, you know, my girlfriends. It's like bitch this. And that's just my pet peeve though, is especially from a man. I do not ever want to be called that, nor do I ever want to disrespect. I think that's one of the most disrespectful things you can say to someone. So I can agree with you on that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For both genres, for sure. Okay. So that was the start of the new year. So the COVID situation, otherwise everything's great. I hope your new year started off strong. I hope everybody's positive. Today's the first day of the rest of our lives. So let's all say happy, happy new year. And I'm going to say it by showing up. This is my new puncher's chance.
Pearl. Oh, it's the 14-year reserve.
It's obviously been touched a little bit.
Yeah. I think you've been doing some show prep with that buff.
Well, we call this the left cross because it's got the Jamaican flag colors on it.
Right.
Right. And the reason the left cross is because Mike Tyson, the first man to ever knock him down, was the Jamaican fighter named Razor Ruddock. And he knocked him down with the left cross. And this bourbon is made in Jamaican dark rum barrels. So we're following the Jamaican theme. And that's why we called it the left cross. We only have 2,000 cases we can make because it's a reserve. It sells for like $160, $180 a bottle, but it's already sold out. You can go to puncherschancebourbon.com. They may have a few bottles left for sale there, but I'm very happy about it. So anyway, there you go.
I can't imagine the Puncher's Chance. I had one of the tough producers in town who's helping me set up my podcast and stuff. And I gave him the Puncher's Chance. I let him smell it. I let him take. He loved it. It's one of my favorites. It's so good.
Thanks,
it's, especially for the price range, the smell, because that's the way that you taste. People think you have to shoot it. You have to smell it first. You have to really understand the notes that you're about to taste, and then you taste it.
Trust me. I've tasted some of Pearl's mixology combinations in the past. She takes taste very seriously.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, and you mentioned price range. We got voted the top 5 best sipping bourbon in America at its price range.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. It's delicious.
Thanks. Just showing Connor how to do it the proper way. That's all I can do.
Oh, that's a low blow right there, Buffer.
I love it.
No disrespect to Connor. Come on, Connor. You know I love you. Just, hey, success breeds competition, and competition breeds success, and there's room for everybody. And that's the way it works.
Hey, Pearl, it looks like we're catching you right out of the gym. Are you training?
I actually just got done with a sparring session. So yeah, I just left the gym now.
Oh, you did?
Ran out of there, a couple of busted lip, got a little bit of busted lip there, but yeah, it was a good session.
We should see the other girl though, right?
Yeah.
it was like 4 of us. Okay. So we were just rotating in and out. There's a lot of the girls in the gym that are getting ready for their fights and stuff. So it's always fun to be there with the girls getting the work in.
Yeah, but you're not training for mixed martial arts anymore. You're training for boxing, right?
Yeah, I just focus on boxing. The girls come in, so when they spar me, they have to spar boxing. I feel bad for them because it's not the same. These girls are working so hard in the grappling, and we're a big, predominantly grappling gym. And so, you know, the girls are really good grapplers, and they have to come and work with me, who only trains boxing. So it's different. But I get to work on different things. I don't need to go in there and just prove that I know more. I go in there and I get to work on several things. And these girls are tough, man. I mean, Alima's a Bellator champion. She was one of the longest reigning champions there, the longest reigning. We've got Juliana Miller, who won the Ultimate Fighter last season.
She's a killer.
She's a killer. And then one of our other girls, Nadine, who's actually getting ready to make her bare knuckle debut. So it's pretty amazing to kind of work with all different girls, and especially the MMA girls. They come with these awkward punches. They have different rhythms than a boxing striker would. So it's nice work for me.
Well, you know, the boxing strikers, when I was doing my fair share of boxing, mostly kickboxing, but it's all about short movements, turning your whole body into it, straight down the pipe shots. Most MMA fighters are loopers.
Right.
You know, and you can get down through them straight down the middle, you know, preferably for, as long as they're not taking a shot on you, right? To
right.
take you down. So let me ask you a couple questions, Pearl. That's what I just said is not news to anybody that knows fighting. But you've had a couple fights in boxing already?
Yes.
Without mentioning money, as far as how much, is the money better for you?
I'll say right now, I'm 2-0 in my career, and I'm paying to fight right now. I'm investing in my own career, and this is kind of how boxing works. I have to pay my opponents, and I have to cover a lot of the fees and stuff. So right now, it's the beginning phase of boxing. I never knew this. I thought this was the craziest shit I've ever been through. Like, what? But when I get to the big fights, which is where I will be, I am 100% sure of that, the money will be there. At this point, though, in my career, Bruce, I'm doing this because I love it. I'm doing it because right. I love to compete. I want to fight. I'm not interested in mixed martial arts at this point. So I moved into boxing and I'm focused on boxing and I want a world title there. And so this is just kind of the road that I'm taking there. I do believe my next fight will be coming and that will be a big payday. And that will be the biggest payday probably I've ever had. So it's worth it to me. It's
worth
it. Do
you have good management that's getting your fights?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because if you ever need to be introduced to anybody, one of my close friends is the Klitschko's boxing manager.
Oh,
and he
okay.
handled Lucia Riker and others.
Okay.
So if you ever need an introduction, I'll be happy to make that introduction for you. I'm not taking
you
away from your people. I don't mean that. I'm just saying if there's an avenue there that he could help you excel when you want to excel, I'd be happy to make the introduction for you.
There's always a way to collab. I think that's what the cool kids say. You want to collab?
I just don't like hearing that you're paying your opponents to fight you. I've never heard that before. You know,
fight
me, I'll pay you. Jeez.
Well, let me ask you this, Pearl. How much of that is the fact that you have a name? You're not this unknown commodity coming into boxing. Like, people know who you are. So, of course, I think people are going to be more hesitant to try to fight you on your way up.
It's difficult. It is difficult because I have so much fight experience and then I come in as a debuter in boxing. So, yes, it's been a little difficult for that. But, you know, I trust that the road that I'm taking, this is the right road. Again, the next fight that I have that I'm hoping to announce here very soon is it's a big one and it'll be my biggest payday ever in MMA, bare knuckle, all of it. So it's worth it. It's worth it to me. It's patience.
They paid you well on the bare knuckle, didn't they?
They did. They paid me better than MMA ever paid me. And so bare knuckle pays well if you have a name. I hear that now that they're not paying as much. Because they're established now at this point and they're an established sport. But if you have a name, they'll pay you. They'll pay you top dollar and they will pay you above everybody else.
They're established, but they also realize that some of those big paydays they handed out early on cost them a lot of money. You can't keep handing out those big paydays. I'm very happy the fighters got it because I want you to make as much money as possible. But business is business. And you got to run that business. Speaking of business, as we talk about this, before we go any further, this happened over a week ago, but my condolences and best wishes go out to the rising star, Victoria Lee, who died at the age of 18. That was tragic. So tragic.
So tragic.
3-0,
so tragic.
On her way to being one of the top female fighters, potentially. And did it come out? Why she passed at 18? Did it come out yet?
I didn't see it yet, but I mean, it doesn't even matter. You know, I mean, I hate to say that. It does matter how she passed, but like,
sure,
it's way too young to be talking about mortality. So whatever it is, it's horrible.
Yeah, well,
it is. And I mean, her brother and sister, they both were champions over at one. You can only imagine the baby would have been, you know what it's like. The youngest is usually ends up the best, especially when you have examples like that. And I'm thinking there's no way it was something that she did. Like, she made some decisions, bad decisions. There's no way. She was so committed and dedicated to her sport and her craft. And it's a fighting family. And it happened right after Christmas. But that's got to be so tough during the holidays are already tough. To have to deal with that at that point is terrible.
I can't even imagine. My condolences and best wishes go out to her loved ones and her family, though. It's crazy. And again, it's always hard to segue into another story, but we have to because, you know, we're reporting the news that happened. Another big thing that happened in the mixed martial arts UFC world is that Ngannou has been released by the UFC.
And that was surprising to me, Bruce. I mean, we talked to Francis about a year ago.
It blows me away. Yeah, we talked to him when we had him on the show last year.
You know, I thought they were going to be able to come to terms. Obviously, that didn't happen. But, you know, wish Francis the best. The UFC will move on. And, you know, never say never. I mean, how many times have we seen people leave the UFC only to come back? BJ Penn is one that comes to mind. Right. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if this is the last we've seen of Francis, but, you know, wish him all the best on his merry way.
My prediction is it's not the last we're going to see of Francis, because we're going to see Francis out there, whether he's in UFC or not. We know that.
Right.
I do predict he will be back in the UFC at some point, be it a year or 2 years from now. Obviously, let's talk about what could be on the table for Francis. Obviously, there's a big potential boxing event, which could be a lot of money out front. But if he doesn't win that event, where does he go in boxing? That could propel him right back to the UFC. So.
Which I hate to say is a win for me personally, because I don't care about Francis Ngannou, the boxer. I care about Francis Ngannou, the best heavyweight mixed martial artist. So I do too.
And of course, we wanted to see him fight John Jones.
Yes.
The other thing is that bare knuckle, we talked about them. There was rumored they were going to give him a lot. I don't even see him thinking about going into bare knuckle.
There's no point.
Really, it comes down to boxing, or it comes down to MMA. And if he stays in MMA, you know, he could probably get a big one-time offer from Bellator to come in and fight. But
I still don't believe that narrative. I still believe that the most money you're going to make in mixed martial arts is from the UFC.
It is, because like we discussed with Francis when he was on the show, and people misinterpreted this when I said it, you want to be where the eyeballs are on you.
Right.
Everybody's eyeballs, with all respect to Bellator, PFL, you know, 1FC, all respect to all these fine organizations, but the UFC is the NFL. The UFC is the Star Wars. The UFC is where you want to be. And the publicity you get out that is why he was complaining about his sponsors being able to have a sponsor, but there's outside sponsorships when you're not fighting, the TV commercials, the product representations. You're not going to get those big ticket prices because you're not on as many eyeballs or available to as many eyeballs as you are with the publicity machine that's behind the UFC. That's all I ever meant by that.
And also, too, though,
to see where he goes.
And I hate to say it, but how many people are excited about this Cyril Gane and John Jones fight? Like, I don't mean to take anything away from Francis, but the world is going to draw its attention away from Francis. Unless he does something that's really big, people are just going to move on. And if John Jones beats Cyril Gane, then, you know, who knows what's next for John Jones? I mean, I say that every year already. Who knows what's next for John Jones, whether it's good or bad? Who knows what's next
for
John
Jones?
That's
the way you got to look at it. But, you know, we talk about relevance, and I'm sure, Pearl, you can appreciate this. You need to, in sports and entertainment, you need to, in my opinion, as a manager and as a marketer, you need to stay relevant, right? 6 months out of the picture, you start to lose your relevancy, okay, if that's the proper English word. John Jones has been out of the picture for 3 years, yet in the picture, but out of the picture. He's going to come back and fight Gane, however that fight goes, and he's going to become relevant again, right? Making whatever money he can make out of that. And Gane will become more relevant. I would hate to see Ngannou, who I personally like a lot as a human being. I think he's a fine human being, and I love watching him fight. I don't want to see him lose that window of relevancy. Now, if he can go out and fight a Tyson Fury or whoever the other boxers are and make himself a guaranteed $2 million.
It's still a one-off, though, Buff.
But it's a one-off. That's my point. It's a one-off.
I mean, unless
I heard
he wins,
was offered like
$8
million. Did you hear he was offered like $8 million? I don't know if it's true or not.
I
have no idea.
I don't know.
That was
from his mouth. That's what he said. He was offered $8 million to fight John, but he had to do the fight extension, and there were, you know, the other clauses. Like you said, he wasn't able to do the sponsorship. What I will say is, whatever happened between them two, I really love the way that Ngannou has handled this.
Oh, yeah.
And the way that he spoke about the UFC, the way he spoke to he what he said about Dana, and he was like, he's just so classy. He's so respectful. And whatever their differences are and the disagreements came to, they can't help but respect him. And moving forward, you can still do business with him at some point. Maybe not today, but he handled it so well. And for me, like, that's huge, especially because, you know, he's frustrated. You know, he's hurt. You know, no, there's no other place to be than the UFC. That's the biggest, best platform that you can get. And you're the champion. And like, so with that being said, you know, he's hurt. And he said that. He said he's hurt that he left, and how he handled it. He could have said the worst horrible things. You know, Ariel would have ate all that up, but he didn't. And for that reason, he's just such a great example of what the sport, what we need as athletes and as champions.
And I think what Pearl brings up is the way that he's so classy, like you said, leaves that door open for business in the future. There's no way that they're not going to do business together as long as Francis remains someone that, you know, the casual world is interested in. you know, you talk about relevance, Bruce. He might take a step back relevance wise, but as long as he doesn't take a step back skill wise, the UFC will be happy to have him back, you know, on easier terms.
Without a doubt. But what you're doing is you're creating an $8 million blip in your career. Okay. I mean, this man is on the way to having a movie made about his life. His life is absolutely bottom line above fascinating, everything he's been through, and the road to victory, the road to championship, which he already has attained in the UFC. He's there. I always say the hardest part is not getting there. It's when you get there. That's the hard part, is maintaining that. Now there's a blip. Where's that blip going to go? I mean, great role model, great guy, great everything. I love you, Francis. You're just a fine human being. I guess I'm just personally bummed that I'm not going to be sharing the octagon with Francis Ngannou, okay, at this stage of his career.
For a little while.
For a
little while.
Okay, so Buffer's bummed. Okay, that's it. All right. Good luck to you, Francis. God knows I'm always in your corner, and we will see you back, I'm sure. So Bellator is launching an eight-man, $1 million lightweight Grand Prix now.
All right.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Hey,
money's good. You know, for athletes, money's good. We always want to see athletes get paid.
All right. Well, we're coming up to Brazil. We got Brazil this weekend. This is a big show. We got two championship fights coming up here. And let's talk a little bit. Pearl, get your take on some of this action that's going on. Glover Teixeira stepping back in for a second chance at the heavyweight title with Jamal Hill.
Light heavyweight.
Light heavyweight, pardon me. Sorry, we're just talking about the heavyweights. What can you say about Glover? You know, he's the Ernie Shavers. He's the Joe Frazier. He's like, you just got to get through this guy. He can win at any given moment. So I can't really call this fight. May the best man win.
Oh, man. And you know what makes it interesting is that he's going to have he's in his homeland. So he's got that energy. And Buffer, you understand this. I don't know if the listeners understand. The energy, the environment plays such a huge factor in the mindset of the athlete and the fight in the fight. And when you've got like such a crazy crowd and all the energy, and you know that they're going to be screaming for Glover and they want Glover to win. Glover to me is like one of the most inspiring athletes you've ever seen. At 42, becoming a champion, like he gives hope to everyone. He gives hope to everyone that time doesn't mean anything if you are willing and dedicated and committed enough. And so, you know, he has his country. He'll be in his homeland. You know that that's a little bit of a weight on his shoulder. And Jamal looks so aggressive already in the face-offs that they had. You know that he's coming. He's a young fighter. He's got that athleticism. He's got that, you know, the young athlete still in him, the inexperience. And that sometimes really helps and plays to your benefit. But man, how is he going to deal with that environment? And Utah, Buff, what is that environment like? I mean, it's got to be intense in Brazil.
I'll tell you what the environment's like. I will walk out about 15 minutes before the first fight. Unlike Vegas, where maybe a fifth of the arena is full, right? Half the arena or more, or two-thirds will be full before that first fight occurs in Brazil. The weigh-ins the day before are going to be full. When I walk out, me personally, I feed off the energy of the crowd, similar to the way a fighter does to do my performance and what I have to do. Certainly, I'm not fighting. I'm just doing my announcing and performing. But they go crazy as soon as me, the announcer. I'm not even the fighter. I'm the announcer walking out, and they lose their cookies, and it's the most exciting thing in the world. I could just imagine, take my feeling I get and multiply that times 50 for a fighter walking out about to put their blood, sweat, and tears on the line, as you know better than anybody, Pearl.
Wait, did you just say they lose their cookies?
Have you ever heard that term, that you lose your cookies? You never heard that?
I've never lost a cookie. Look at me.
You know, they're losing their cookies. They're getting excited.
All right.
Anyway, it's going to be very exciting, but I'll tell you something. It's not very exciting. As much as I love Brazil, there's a lot of unrest in Brazil now with the political riots going on in Brasilia, the violence occurring. People are following the whole thing that happened with Trump and everything. It's like it's almost happening down there the same way, but it's bad.
Right. Yeah.
It's causing a lot of problems. So we got the guidelines and safety. You want me to tell you the first few guidelines and safeties?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is recommended that, with the exception of official UFC activities, all personnel remain in the hotel.
Wow.
Do not go anywhere. Limit the number of personal belongings you carry, obviously cash. make copies of all your personal documents. It was at one of the last shows that they were out on the beach where we all like celebrate watching the sunrise, because the show ends at 3 a.m. when two people with guns came and robbed everybody, their passports and their money.
No.
On the beach right across from the UFC hotel. As I understand it, the passports mysteriously wound up coming back in a bag the next day. They got those back. Not
that
money.
Was nice.
But, you know, you want to be careful. You don't want to wear Rolex watches or anything. That's always been an issue, as it's an issue here in the United States. They'd say that. Do not carry valuable items. Avoid using your phone in public. You don't want to use your iPhone in public to show you have it. And do not walk the beaches or streets after dark.
Wow.
Do not walk the beaches or we're right on the beach. And do not use public transportation. Don't use Uber. Don't use taxi. Only UFC authorized vehicles.
Well,
armed holdups of pedestrians and motorists can happen at or near beaches. Carjackings and holdups can occur any time of day.
I hate to say this, but what you're saying, Bruce, is also the guidelines for some people when they come to Los Angeles. So
yeah, but it's very serious down there. I mean, this is what we're getting. Yeah. We have to be careful. So don't think it's
all. Be smart. Be smart.
It's all be smart. It's not all fun in the sun. Let's go out to Churrasco's and, you know, go crazy in Brazil. You got to watch yourself.
I mean, I went
and
to a place.
I love the country. The country's a beautiful country, beautiful people, but there's a lot of issues going on right now.
I went to a place in Mexico with Pearl where it was the level 4 do not travel, and Pearl's wandering around the grocery store buying short ribs. So,
yeah,
you know.
But Pearl can break anybody's short ribs that come up to her the wrong way. So
that's true. That is true.
A bit of a difference there.
So that was actually intense. So we did like a convoy to and from the hotel, and it was like a 2 mile. Do you remember that travel from the airport to the hotel or 2 hour, 2 hour travel. So on our way back, TJ, you must've left earlier or something, but I was on my way back with Dean and Ian, and there was a man hanging in the tree.
What?
As we're driving past and
hanging,
dead in the tree. And we're like, I mean, we have video of it, but we're like, we couldn't stop, obviously, but we were like, what the hell is going on? I mean, that's how intense that was. So when they tell you that they know what they're doing and they know why they're warning you guys, man, it's intense. That's intense. Bring a good book, Bruce. Bring a good book.
That's why God made online poker, Pearl.
There you go.
Yeah, it's all good. I got plenty of work to do for the show and online. I'm in and out quick. I'm leaving tomorrow. I'll get there Friday morning. Right. I'll have Friday to get myself together, do workout, the whole usual stuff, maybe go to the weigh-ins. And then Saturday's the show, and the show ends at 3 a.m. And then we can't get out of there until Sunday night. Otherwise, I'd be out of there right away to come home. So I'm quick in and quick out. We'll watch a little football on Sunday. And, you know, John Anik and the boys and I and whoever else will get together. And that's it. Quick in, quick out. I've got next week I go to the Bahamas. Right.
Ew.
Yeah, well, I've actually been invited down. This is really cool, guys. You'll like this. I used to be an ambassador for PokerStars, so I'll go to work this week in Brazil, quick in, quick out.
Right.
But PokerStars invited me to go to the Bahamar Resort in Bahamas in Nassau, which is beautiful. They have a big tournament, $25,000 to enter to play the tournament. Wow. Right. So they're going to bring me down. I'll open up the tournament, do my usual work. And then part of my deal with them is that they're entering me in the tournament. I don't have to pay the $25,000, and
nice.
First prize is $4 to $5 million.
Wow.
Right? Which I'm very capable of winning the whole thing.
So how many people do you have to beat to win that money?
How
many people would you have to beat to win that money?
There'll probably be 1200 that'll enter. It'll be over 3 days, but I played, I took first place in a tournament against 1535 people one time.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's all good. All the pros will be down there, but I look at pro poker players the way, when I would stand across from somebody in the ring, you know, getting ready to go slap each other silly, they're humans. They bleed, they breathe just like we do. Okay, yeah, there's a skill factor. But you know what? Don't beat yourself before you go in and throw the first punch.
Well, go get it.
Go get it.
That's amazing. I would say a prayer for you. I hope you win that.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. But I mean, it's all expense paid. How can I turn that down? You know,
of course.
A couple of my guy friends, my poker buddies are going to go down. So we're going to do a little boys trip. Go play poker. We're going to play poker all day, have some good food, and relax in the Bahamas.
Let me ask you this first. Because your entry fee is being taken care of, does that make you play maybe a bit more aggressive than you would if you were playing with your own money?
I pretty much play the same.
Yeah.
Play smart. You know, play my game. Try to win hands with the worst cards possible. Play the player. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't, you don't sit there and wait for aces and kings. That you might as well just go throw your money away.
Right.
You're going to lose eventually. No, I play my game. I play my game. As, yeah. Believe me, when you're going all in and realizing that your $25,000 is not on the line when you're pushing all your chips in, it is a little easier feeling than when you're pushing in, saying $25,000 down the drain.
Sure.
But the beautiful part of it is that out of 1,200 people, they'll pay the top like 250 players.
Mm-hmm.
And the first money position will be like $50,000, $60,000.
Wow.
That's great.
And then it goes up from there to the 4 to 5 million. You committed 100 and probably make at least 100 or more thousand. So
that's great. I mean, that's worth a couple of days.
It's worth a couple of days. It's all good.
Paradise.
So is the intensity similar to right before a fight, like between when you feel that you're the one that's like right in the middle? So you feel both sides of the energy. Is that similar when you guys are getting ready to start playing, or while you're playing, that intensity?
There's a lot of similarities between fighting and poker, because when you put all your chips in, it's like when you're going in to knock your opponent out, one of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to get knocked out or they're going to get knocked out. You know,
right.
You need to know when to be offensive and when to be defensive and to play the player. You know, and to think three steps ahead. I mean, when I used to, you know, bang, I would think two or three steps ahead. I'm just not wondering about the jab I just threw. I want to follow up with that jab, right? And the same is true in poker. You want to plan your moves.
You don't bang anymore, Buff?
Stop it, TJ. All right. It's 2023, okay?
All right, sorry.
Anyway, don't cry for me. I'm going down for a little vacay, something I rarely take. So I deserve a little time off, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All good. And I wish everybody else the best, whatever they're doing. You know me, I'm all about everybody being happy.
For
okay,
sure.
Let's move on here.
Hey, so real quick, I know you've alluded to it a little bit, Pearl, but like, I mean, are you in a camp right now? Does it seem like you're in a camp?
It hasn't started yet. The fight's far enough out. But yeah, I mean, I've been waiting and working on getting a fight. Dean's been working really hard on finding a fight and putting together an incredible card. And so once he's solidified what he's working on, then yeah, I'm hoping to announce it as soon as possible. So yeah, I mean, at this point in my career, TJ, I only have my timeline. There's a clock that's ticking right now on competing. And so I just have to stay ready for any and every opportunity that's coming my way.
I think that's one thing I've learned about Pearl, by the way, Bruce. She's always ready for whatever. Always ready.
TJ, the way you're rolling with your jokes over the last 2 minutes, I'm not going to touch that one either. So
that's not a joke. I'm being dead serious. Pearl's ready for anything. It's terrifying.
All right. Sounds good. Pearl, that's the mark of a successful mental, cerebral fighter. And that's called being ready 365 days, 24/7.
Let me rephrase this. Pearl might be late, but she's always ready.
And listen, I might be late, but at least I'm consistently late. I'm consistent.
100%. I can always count on you to be there a little bit later, but you're ready when you show up.
Pearl, like you that cause me when when I'm dating. Like, I'll always tell them that, you know, I'll pick them up at 6:30, right? Mm-hmm. But in reality, wait, how do I say this? Let me get this right. Hold on.
Well, while you think about it, if you're going to pick up Pearl at 6:30, show up by 8.
Yeah. No, what it is, I tell him 6:30. I forget how I do this, darn it. I always tell him a half hour past the due point, because usually women can be a little bit late. So if I want to pick him up at 6, I say 5:30. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
That way they're ready by 6. Yeah.
Need a little cushion time in there. You have to, especially with me. You have to, and TJ knows this, you just got to lie to me about the time, and it's got to be a little, 45 minutes is a good amount of time for me, and I'll be down, coming down about 5-10 minutes late.
Two hours.
I never lie unless I'm playing poker, Pearl. I always tell the truth. So I'll just pick you up 45 minutes later if I was the guy picking you up.
Yes.
All right. There speaking of picking you up and taking you to a fine place for dinner, here's a fine place that's supposedly the fastest growing, on track to be the fastest growing food chain ever, right? Beyond any at Chipotle and all these others.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of this place, Pearl? It's called Dave's Hot Chicken.
No.
Okay. It started in Los Angeles like 4 years ago. Okay. Or like 2017, 5 years ago.
Wait, is this the Nashville hot thing?
Yeah. They serve 4 items.
Yeah. I've heard about this. Yeah. I haven't been to one and I haven't actually seen one, but this seems to be all the new rage, like this Nashville hot sauce or whatever it is.
Nashville hot sauce. They serve like 2 kinds of chicken sandwiches and 2 kinds of chicken strips. And that's it.
Right.
That's all they serve.
Yeah.
And they're becoming literally the fastest I call it fast food chain ever.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, you kind of look at like the success Chick-fil-A has had. It's all just chicken. They serve, you know, a variety of different things are on the menu at Chick-fil-A, but they specialize in one thing. And, you know, Pearl's a big fan of like food trucks. I know Pearl loves food. So, you know, I think Pearl, you might be able to speak to this. When there is a company that is very simple at what they sell, I think there's an attraction to it because people are like, well, look how good they're doing. And they only sell one or two things.
Right. And that's the place you go for that specific thing. You don't want to go anywhere else because you know that they'd make it the best.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. I got to try this. I wonder if there's one here in San Diego.
I think they are. They're all over California. Supposedly now they've already opened up 100 locations in 5 years.
Wow. 100.
That's crazy.
But they're planning on having as many as like 700 locations.
Are they a private company still? Are they like franchising? How do they work?
I think they're traded publicly now.
Wow. Good for them. And they're Dave's what?
It's called Dave's Hot Chicken.
All right. I mean, I like chicken.
Me too. Do they have fries?
I don't know.
I mean, that would kind of suck if they don't, right? Like, yeah, can you get a chicken and fries? They're like, no.
Just nope. choose your own sauce sandwiches. That's all I know. That's all I can tell you.
If they don't serve fries, I'm going to open the second best fast food place, opening up right next to them and only serving fries.
I think they have one of the best slogans that they put out in an ad.
All right.
It's called "Don't Die Before You Try."
Okay.
Ah, that's good.
It's not bad. That's not actually not bad. It's very catchy. When you think about it.
Yeah.
Hey, Pearl,
their marketing's
got
to be off the chain. You know, I normally do. I love sports, but I have not been up to date this year at all.
Well, this is one of the craziest years for football. I don't know what it is. Very hard to win on betting, whatever the case might be. But just an example, last Sunday night, Tom Brady, I'm sorry to say, the GOAT had one of his worst performances ever in his last game of the season.
He looked old. He looked old.
It was like it hit him overnight, you know, and that's what happens.
Yep.
That's what happens. So let's see if he's going to come back next year. He's still incredible. He's still the GOAT, but it just didn't look good. But what was worse is his kicker missed extra points in a row.
It's the first time in any game that anybody's missed that many extra points. And
I'm
not saying that the extra point is a gimme because they made it infinitely harder than it used to be. But what's funny about this, Bruce, is statistically the same kicker has done pretty well. I think he's like 9 for 11 on field goals of 50 yards or more out. So it's like for whatever reason, the extra point is sort of it's clearly a mental thing.
Definitely mental.
Hopefully that he gets it together because that he plays for the Cowboys. They're still in the playoffs. You know what I mean? They got more work to do. So hopefully he can get it together.
They got a tough game this weekend. But Martin Gramatica, the great kicker previous to him, he said he's just got to forget the night. He's just got to forget the night and just mentally get over it because mentally is what's going to ruin it for him. But also the other thing, too, is I was like, is the team going to fire him tomorrow?
If it were the middle of the season, I would think so. But the fact that they're in the playoffs now, I don't know what the rules are on like getting free agents or anything like that. I don't believe you can do any trades at this point. They're kind of stuck with them. So don't be surprised if they're going for 2-point conversions rather than, you know, trotting them out there for extra points.
Well, we'll see what happens. Tom Brady's a free agent now. He may be done with football, but he definitely could be on the commentating desk, whatever. He's got to,
He's not doing that. I don't think he's going to do that. Maybe he will, but I don't know.
You know, he's dealing with his personal life. I know he's had like a tough season this year, but fuck, he's going through a divorce. I know for me, like that put me in my house for a month straight. And he's out here playing against the best athletes in the world. So whatever he's going through personally, we don't know much, but he's handling it like a goat.
And not to mention, too, he's not just out there handling his personal stuff and trying to compete. He's hunted. You know what I mean? Even if the Buccaneers didn't have a great season, like, it doesn't matter. They could have gone winless. When you're playing against Tom Brady, that's still Tom Brady. So you're motivated. Right. It's like a title fight for anybody that's playing against him.
Right.
True. Well, we'll see how it falls, what's going to happen. Now, this weekend, betting-wise, forget the season. It was horrible, but I'm usually very good in the playoffs. I went 4 for 5 this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so here's my picks for this weekend coming up.
Let's go.
All the favorites. Kansas City
all
Chiefs
the favorites.
Minus, take all the favorites. They're playing the wild card winners. Take all the favorites. The only one that could be an issue is the Giants covering against Philly, but Kansas City's minus eight. Buy them down to seven. Take Kansas City. Buy them down to 6.5 if you can. What I mean, and if you understand when you bet, you can shave points, but you pay a higher percentage to the
betting organization
you're betting with. The Philadelphia Eagles are minus 7.5. Buy them down to 6.5. Roll it on the Eagles. Buffalo Bills minus 5. Definitely go with the Bills, although Cincinnati could be trouble. And 49ers and Cowboys. 49ers are like the hottest team in football right now.
You like them, huh?
Well, I mean, they're just hot right now. They're good, but so is Dallas.
Yeah, I like Dallas. I think Dallas is going all the way, Buff.
Well, they're in Philadelphia's division, so I'm going to go against them. Although,
of course you are, because you go with your heart. It's either the Raiders or the Eagles for you. But I like the Cowboys this year.
I think that either bet is good, but I would take the 49ers and buy them down to 2.5. So that's just my picks. Go like that.
See, this is where my inexperience comes in. I'm picking the hot guy. Where's Joe Burrow? Because that's definitely a guy I'm picking.
Where's who?
Joe Burrow.
A Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah,
picking him. He's hot.
Yeah, he's a nice guy too. He came to the UFC.
He looks like it.
Very happily married.
Pearl's like, I would love to get to know him.
No, I can tell he's very much in love. Very much in love.
All right.
But hey, that might change, Pearl. You never know. It might change.
Hey, yeah, but then you do. You know, listen, breakups can be not as difficult as divorces, but breakups aren't fun either, Pearl.
They're not. It's a lot easier than a divorce.
Whether you're the breakee or the breaker, it's, you know, not fun. Okay, Pearl, you're into, or do you enjoy entertainment wrestling, WWE?
A little bit. You know, I love Nikita, I love Nikita Lyon. She's so sweet. Her and I go back and forth a lot on social media, but I don't actually watch.
I think Pearl would actually make a great valet, like a manager. I think Pearl's good on the mic.
Oh, I think I'd be really good at that.
She'd be a great sports entertainer.
Yeah, I was on Logan Paul's podcast the other week, and you know, I commended him because he does great in the world of wrestling. But now in the world of wrestling, Stephanie McMahon just resigned. Vince McMahon came back.
There's a whole weird thing going on over there. Yeah, yeah.
It's weird.
It sounds like they're trying to sell. I don't know if they've... I mean,
yeah, I thought they did.
Yeah, I don't know if it's official yet. I haven't been following it too much, but like I heard it was between like Walt Disney and like a Saudi group. Yeah.
Walt Disney. So Disney's going to own the WWE and they're going to own the UFC?
Well, they don't own the UFC. They own the UFC.
Not own the UFC part.
Yeah. That was the sort of curious thing there, Bruce. Would they want? Because like, that, no offense to WWE, but like, that's not really an ESPN product, right? And that's where Disney would sort of be.
That's
interested.
What I meant, ESPN, because I do.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. They pay me for some voiceovers I do once in a while. That's where I caught.
Yeah.
That.
No worries. I know what you meant, but like, it sounds like if anybody is going to buy it, it's going to probably be that Saudi group. But I don't know. I just want to get Pearl Gonzalez into like wrestling school now.
That sounds like fun. I mean, I love their outfits. They're so flashy over there and they look intense. And you're right. Logan did amazing over there. I did see his performance and I was like, oh my goodness. The
athleticism. Looks like he's been doing it for years.
Hey, let me tell you something. Well, you know, he's such a natural athlete, but let me tell you something about Logan. His drink Prime, the hydration drink.
Yeah.
They are announcing they're the sponsors of the UFC now.
Oh,
I was
going
to say, I saw Dana with that this weekend.
Yeah,
when he did his press conference, he had it.
They signed like a 3-year deal. God knows how much it's costing Logan and his company Prime, but I would venture to guess easily $60 to $100 million for a 3-year sponsorship of the UFC like that.
Wow.
But I mean, if anybody can afford it and do well with it, it's him.
They've been out with Prime for a year, and I think their sales hit $80 million.
That's great.
Oh, my goodness.
They captured 1% of the market. It's huge. They did very, very well. But that's okay. It's time. Energy is coming out, so I got to show them how to do it the proper way too.
I'm just waiting I'm waiting for my free case.
It's coming. Don't worry. It's coming. Packages are coming.
I mean, anybody's going to be an expert on energy drinks in the show, it's me.
I can't wait
for
your opinion.
TJ.
It will happen. All right. In football too, Carr's leaving the Raiders. I think the guy's very talented. I think whoever picks him up will get a good quarterback. He's just got to learn to play with the team.
Do you think he's going to be a first string quarterback or is he going to be a backup?
I think we'll go into a team as a first string. I think there's teams out there that are dying for a good quarterback right now.
It's the hardest position to fill, right?
Quarterbacks are like so far and few between quality quarterbacks right now.
Yeah.
So we'll That's see interesting. What happens with him.
I don't even want to talk about the Vikings, Buff. I don't want to talk about it.
That's the only game I lost this weekend. I went with you and the Vikings.
I allowed myself to get invested. I shouldn't have.
Well, it is what it is. They got
at least they're
year.
Better than Pearl Gonzalez's beers. They're better than the beers.
They are. I can't say anything. They definitely beat the Bears.
Hey, Pearl, here's an example of stupid is as stupid does. Four women, a man's coming out of Planet Fitness in like Houston, Texas, I think it was. And four women are out there and they ask him for a ride. So he lets four women get in his car. They take him for a ride. So they take him to where he takes him to where they're going. As soon as he gets there, two men are armed and waiting for them. It was a total setup.
Oh, no.
To rob him.
Oh, no.
He speeds away.
Did he have anything good?
Well, he speeded away and they started shooting at him. They shot him in the abdomen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
So
they shot him.
They shot him. Yeah. All I can say is, guys, I don't care if it's four of the hottest women you possibly can imagine. You got to read situations. Something's wrong with that picture.
I mean, that's why it pays to look like me. If like two women want something from me, I'm like, okay, what's up? What's happening? Like I don't even trust Pearl half the time when she's like, hey, what time's the shuttle? I'm like, I don't know if I should be trusting you, Pearl. People
Pearl,
like
you
don't talk to people like me.
No, I'm not picking up hitchhikers. Even yesterday, actually, a gentleman in front of me, he was in a van, his car stopped. And I thought about stopping and seeing if he needed help. And then I'm like, you know, I'm a single woman. 9 out of 10 times I'm alone. I can't. I just have to keep going. And so I felt bad. I said a prayer for him, but I kept it moving.
Got to keep it moving. Sorry.
Meanwhile, if it were the dangerous city in the world and Pearl wants short ribs, she's going to go short rib shopping.
She's going to go short rib hunting, right. Exactly.
I mean, I think that, you know, especially when you're in public, and even I've traveled the world by myself, a big thing is your appearance and how you view, you know, how you are. One, you've got to watch your six. You're constantly looking around and scanning the area. But two, like, I don't ever look timid. I look people in their eyes, especially if I feel energy. I'm very, very kind of
you're on a mission.
To energy.
You're always on a mission.
I'm on a mission. And like people tell me I walk like I'm military. I don't see that. But I make sure to look people, because that's your first interaction with someone, is when you both first look at each other, and either you're timid and you show them that you can be a victim, or you show them I will kick your fucking ass. And I make sure to always show people I will kick your fucking ass. And I'm 9 out of 10 times. Okay.
Do you get hit on a lot when you're out on a daily basis?
No, I don't.
Let's just say this. Pearl said she's always going to watch her six. There's a lot of people that are watching Pearl's six.
I don't go through that. I'll tell you, like, Bruce, this is for the first time. I finally had sex for the first time in 3 years. Like,
holy
don't
wait,
go
wait, like a big break. This is not a casual story. You're letting out a big blockbuster on It's Time Radio. Please talk more. Go.
I haven't 3 years, and I haven't, you know, I went through a divorce. I took my time to heal and get through that. And then I'm just like, not, I'm always in the gym. I'm always focused on a goal. So I don't meet guys, and guys don't really talk to me, and I don't know where to meet them. And I don't date fighters. I don't want to date fighters.
Here's the problem. You realize what she just said. She said, I don't know where to meet guys, but she also just said every time she's out in public, she looks at everyone with the attitude, I'll kick your fucking ass. So, Pearl, maybe you're scaring everyone away.
Maybe, but I don't get hit on often. It's not like I go out and party and have a great time. I'm having a hard time here. So, yeah, I finally met a dude, and it was fun. It was only for that couple times, and then it was over. And, I'm back to square one.
Is the guy still walking, or is in the hospital?
He's okay. We had a great time. It was a blast, and then it was over.
That's the big thing, Pearl. Was it worth waiting for?
Yeah, because I was ready for it. So, yeah, okay. I mean, right. It wouldn't have mattered who it was. I was going to make that a great time regardless.
What a lucky guy, whoever it was. I mean, to get Pearl Gonzalez after a 3-year hiatus.
Right?
Vitamin B, that's all I can tell you.
I don't know what that means, but all right.
It means you need some energy, I think. I think you need a little bit of energy.
Yes.
Good. Kudos to you, Pearl. 2023 has started off with a bang. I got it.
Yes, it has. <All right.
laughs> Literally.
Okay. Well, and hard to segue out of that. Well, anyway, we're going to sign off here in a second, but on the collectible end, Kobe Bryant signed jersey from his most valuable season hit the auction block. They're predicting $7 million.
Wow.
$7 million. LeBron James, 2013 finals game, 7 jersey, hit the block, $3 million. It's crazy.
Wow.
You would almost think that would be higher.
You would think so. But
Kobe's passed. Yeah. But I mean, it's just weird to me, Bruce, where some of these collectibles, when you think about the moment that they're involved in these huge moments, but they don't go for as much as they say other players that are more notable who maybe didn't even have that exact same moment in that sort of apparel. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's interesting to me that the variation in price, but it goes back to the idea what we always talk about is it's not really the value of what it's worth. It's how much someone is willing to pay.
Yeah.
So my question are these pieces like art? Do they hold value? Do they increase value as time goes on? How do they work?
In the sports memorabilia area, what we're talking about, they increase in value, Pearl.
Especially since the pandemic, and like they increase like tenfold, like within a year, they'll go up a double.
I have sports memorabilia that's gone up 100-150% in 1 year and it doesn't go down.
Oh my. Wow. That's amazing. Okay. That's good to know.
And the USC collectibles, like the new Panini cards and stuff. Great investments when you get them when they first come out.
Incredible. Yep. That's good to know.
Now we talk about it in the show a lot. There's a lot of money. And so I'm very heavy into sports collectibles, vintage movie posters, like behind me, the Dr. No poster and many, many others from the 30s and 40s, and antique weapons and guns. They're some of the best things to invest in.
That's
especially
amazing.
Especially during hard times. They sell like crazy.
That's so interesting. That's cool. Yeah. That's something I need to get involved in something like that.
Well, it's smart to do it. It beats getting less than 1% on the bank, which is nothing, especially when inflation is like 6-7%.
1%, you're lucky to get that.
It's horrible. All right, guys, let's sign off. Pearl, congratulations on all your forward movements going into 2023.
Thank you.
In more ways than one. And let us know what's up. Anything you want to tell the audience and we'll get going here.
Oh my goodness. No, I mean, you guys can always catch me and follow me at Pearl Gonzalez, all my handles. I've been going really hard on my TikTok. I will be launching. I stopped doing my fan time and stuff for a while, but I will be launching an OnlyFans very soon here.
When's that happening? Okay.
Yeah. So that'll be coming soon. And my own podcast as well. Bruce, you've got to come hang out with me. Maybe we can, it'll be with drinks and a fun time. And maybe you can come on and we can drink some Puncher's Chance.
Sure.
That would be amazing. And that's about it. Just fighting, obviously very focused on this. My goal is to fight Ebony Bridges, who is the champion in the UK. She's a huge star in boxing, and man, that's going to be an amazing fight. I know her and I can do some amazing things. So that's what I'm working towards every day is that dream fight there, and we'll see where this goes. So that's all I have going on right now.
Well, I wish you all the best. I want you to have a great personal life, which sounds like it's shaping up very, very well for you. I want you to stop paying people to fight you, which looks like it's shaping up very, very well for you.
Yes.
And I want you to start making a crap load of money, which is obviously looks like it's shaping up very, very well for you. So
yes, thank
all
looks
you, good for
Bruce
Pearl Gonzalez. Yes.
Thank you. And for you, I know that it started off rough, but the amazing thing about being sick is your immune system comes back like tenfold. Yeah. And so your immune system is amazing. So you're off to a great year as well. I wish you the best in your health and in your life as well.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I'm off to Brazil tomorrow and we'll see how I do Saturday night. I got to
say,
every night in the Octagon is my first night. I got to prove I deserve this job come Saturday night.
I look forward to hearing you. I'm like, I'm sure I'm along with everyone who's saying it with you, you know?
Thanks, Pearl. I appreciate it. Listen, Happy New Year, Pearl. All the best to you. And thanks so much for coming on the show. Stay with us while TJ and I sign off, please.
Okay.
Go ahead, TJ.
Follow me on Twitter and stuff at TJ DeSantis. I don't, my OnlyFans is never coming. about it.
Okay. Sounds good. My OnlyFans site is still on hold. God knows forever. So that's all good. But you can follow me on Instagram at Bruce Buffer UFC, Twitter at Bruce Buffer. I'll see you from the Octagon on Saturday from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And outside of that, Happy New Year, everybody. As usual, big cheers and no fears for 2023. Pearl, again, thank you so much. I will see and talk to you soon. Keep up the great work. TJ, I will see and talk to you next week. Everybody out there, love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Another week of success and happiness. Be the best you can be when you step on that yellow brick road to your future. Just perform at your best. If you are, then you're winning. Whether you're a champion, number one, number two, it doesn't matter. Be your best. Perform at your best. Be a winner. Buffer out. Take care, everybody. Be safe.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.